Blog Talk Radio.
Sienna Radio.
I am all that God created me to be. Yeah, yeah. I am your daughter.
there is joy. There is joy. After the rain, after the trials, after the tribulations, there is joy. And I want you all to know that, okay? Well, tonight I just want to talk to you all about some lessons learned. Lessons learned. See, we've learned lessons a lot in our life. We learn them through tests. We learn them from gathering of information. And we learn by studying. We learn our lessons by meditating on them. We learn lessons, and a lot of times we learn lessons by pain, through pain. We learn our lessons by things that we have done wrong, mistakes that we made that weren't the best mistakes, the best decisions. We've learned lessons by watching other people, I like to call wise lessons. If you see somebody else going through something, I'll learn from that so I don't have to go through that. But we do learn a lot of lessons. And I want to talk to you specifically about some lessons that I've learned from lessons that I learned that were not from places or issues that I actually like. You know, I was talking to someone not too long ago, and this came up, and we just got to talking, and I realized something. I realized that I learn lessons through baseball. That's right. I know you wonder, like, what in the world does baseball have to do with this? But I don't particularly like baseball. I like some sports, but I think baseball is like the most boring game there is to watch. Now, I don't mind playing baseball, but I do not like watching baseball. It's like it's you're there for hours, and people may not even go across home plate for hours, or everybody don't hit a home run every inning. It's just like you just sit there. But it is. But I learned a lot of lessons when I was having a conversation about Jackie Robinson. I learned a lot of lessons from Jackie Robinson. You know, I don't know if you all seen the movie 42. Well, the movie 42 was based on the life of and the journey of legendary Jackie Robinson. See, 42 was his jersey number. So that's where the name came from. But in 2015, they released that movie called 42. And it was starring Chadwick Boseman and a very handsome man. He was starring as Jackie Robinson. So I like baseball movies because they kind of get to the point. You don't sit there for 2 hours in the movie watching the baseball game. But it learned a lot from this movie about Jackie Robinson. And I just wanted to share a few things with you that I did learn from this movie. And one of the things that I learned from this movie was that Jackie Robinson, he was a man that clearly endured. We have to have endurance. We have to have the ability to withstand hardship and adversity. We have to be willing to endure things in our lives. Jackie Robinson endured stepping into what they quote-unquote a white man's game. He was threatened. His wife was threatened. His life was threatened. His children's life was threatened. He had to put up with so much unsportsmanlike conduct. He endured so much. Why? I don't know if people are just afraid of being unique or they're afraid of being different or they're afraid of anything that looks different than them or speaks different than them or walk differently than them. You know, I don't know why. But I believe that your uniqueness is what makes you stand out, and it's what makes you notice. And it's okay to be unique. It's okay to be different. But also, it's okay to endure. Some of us are going through things right now in our life that we're going to have to endure. Jackie Robinson endured so many things back then, much more than a lot of us could have ever imagined. And I know a lot of our listeners are of the senior generation, and I'm sure they remember Jackie Robinson, and they remember the things, and they too have endured the hardship of being unique and being different just by the color of their skin. But look at them. They're survivors. They have made it, and all of us can make it. Every last one of us, we can make it. We can endure. We can get through it. Of course we can. And you don't have to do it by yourself. Romans 5 and 8 and 5 and 3, I'm sorry, are good scriptures to read and about endurance. And as I continue to have this conversation, I was thinking about this movie. There's another thing that I learned through this movie that I think will be applicable to all of our lives. And that's to be ready for opportunity. Did you know that Jackie Robinson got paid big bucks? So all these baseball players get paid big bucks to practice, to be prepared, and to be ready for just that one time, two times, three times, five times, an inning where that baseball and that piece of metal, that piece of wood connects, and that's when they are ready for opportunity. Once they hear that that ball has hit that bat, that's when they earn their money. See, all their preparation, all their eating strategy, their schedules, their weight schedules, and their practices, all of that, just to be prepared to hear that click. And I wonder, what is the click for each one of you? There has to be something to click that says it's time for you to move. It's time for you. It's time. Your opportunity is now here. The click. What is your click? What is your sound? What is your sound? Everybody has a sound. You got to find out what yours is, and you got to be ready for opportunity. Don't sit there and let opportunity find you unprepared. Always be prepared for the opportunity. You know, one more thing I learned and that I really enjoyed about 42 and after watching this movie about this boring game of baseball. But you know what? Success is not always in the score. Success is not always in the score. Jackie Robinson didn't win every game. He did not score all the points. He was not the only one to cross home plate. But he was there. Success came because he did steal a base here and there. He did hit home runs, although he didn't win the game. He did show up to the game, although they didn't win the game. He stole bases. He put some men out. He got out. But the success of Jackie Robinson's life wasn't from winning every game. Success came because he endured, he was ready for the opportunity, he took it, and he rolled with it. And he didn't score, but he was successful. So much so that his life, his number, was inducted into the National Baseball League 50 years after he joined the Baseball League. Jackie Robinson joined the National Baseball League April 5th, 1947, and in April 5th, 1997, they retired his jersey. Isn't it something to have a legacy left behind, so much so, so powerful, so great, that they retire your jersey? I want to know, what about your life and your legacy will people continue to talk about? What will your children talk about? What will your grandkids talk about? What will they talk about? What is your legacy? What is it that you want people to know about you? If it's nothing else, just to say, you know what, Grandma so-and-so, she endured. She did not have a lot, but she put her kids through school. Her kids are now all doing well, taking care of themselves and taking care of their mother. What is your story? What is it that you have to say? What are you going to be leaving behind? All of us have something. We all have something. We all have something. And I want to encourage you, whatever it is, I want you to find it. I want you to do it. I don't want you to wait. There's no need to wait. There's no need to wait. What is your legacy? What have you learned from lessons? What lessons have you learned from situations you don't like? I've learned these three valuable lessons from baseball. I know some of you have learned lessons on who not to speak to, who not to talk to, who not to share all your dreams with. Yes, you can't share your dreams with everybody, because the wrong person can kill a dream. Some of us have learned how to keep our mouth shut. You can't talk about everything in your life to everybody. Some of us have learned how to discipline ourselves, how to discipline our eating, how to discipline our action, how to discipline our minds. Some of us have learned so many different things. But what is your legacy? What are your lessons? Write down your lesson. Journal your lessons. Pass your lessons down. Communicate with other people. Communicate with other women. We just had a sleepover at our church. We had a wonderful time. Wonderful time. Our theme was A Little Piece of Heaven. But the two main focus of the sleepover, although it was to have fun, but the two main focus is, one, that women will experience God in a way that they never have before that will be long-lasting. And two, I wanted us to be able to set an atmosphere so women can be comfortable enough to share with other women, to build relationships with other women. You got to let your spirit be open to build your spirit with other women. It's necessary. And then once you do, they can become your prayer partners, they can become your friends, and then you're going to have a safe place of someone that you can talk to, and someone you can believe with you, and someone who will push you and encourage you and not put you down and not tell you what you can't do, but tell you there's nothing you can't not do, because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. That's what you can do. That's what you can do. I want us all to know that there's so many lessons that we can learn through the hardships. We can learn lessons through situations we don't like, being relocated, being in a bad relationship, not doing well in school. I'm a mother. I learned lessons from making mistakes as a mother, but I learned. And every time I have three children, everyone, I get to learn something else. And guess what? I do less. I make less mistakes because I've learned, and you've learned. But I don't let my mistakes keep me from doing what I've been called to do. So many of us have been called to ministry. They've been called to support the ministry. They've been called to work in the ministry. They've been called to serve their community. They've been called to work in the community. They've been called. What is your calling? Take the lessons that you learn from unlikely situations. Take lessons that you learn where you've been in pain. Take lessons where you learn where you've had to go through a healing process physically, mentally, spiritually. Take note and say, I have gained such valuable information. I have gained such a more powerful life. I have gained and I have not lost. My sister, my brother, you haven't lost anything except for negative thinking. I want you to lose your negative thinking. I want you to lose those things, because it's important for you to know that God got your back. I'm always very excited spending time with you all. And if anybody would like to make a comment or a question, or if you'd like to ask a question or, like I say, or make a comment, just push the 1 on your keypad, and I'll be glad to bring you on, because I like for us to have dialogue. I like there to be questions. If you'd like to share one lesson that you've learned from a situation, an unlikely situation, an unlikely place, an unlikely time in your life, we'd love to hear about it, because your testimony is going to help someone. Don't be afraid of your testimony. Write your testimony. Share your testimony. Because your testimony, especially when you start talking about it, means that, guess what? You're over it. When you can talk about something that you've been through and it no longer hurts, or you don't feel put down, then you've been somewhere. You've gone through some things. Press 1 on your keypad. I'd love to hear about it. I can't believe our time is almost gone. Y'all making me do all the talking. And I just know that God has already done so many things for so many of you. Well, those were my lessons learned from a sport that I don't like. But these are lessons learned that I could pass on to my children, and that I wanted to share with you tonight, because I thought it was just so enlightening. But that's Jackie Robinson's story, and that's my observation of Jackie Robinson's story that was portrayed in a movie. But some of you, all of us have learned from not just someone else's story, but from my own. I encourage you to share your testimony. I encourage you to share with others. I want you to know that Jesus loves you and that he always is going to be there. And while you're going through, just know it's not just by happenstance. You are a survivor. You are one that will be loved, will be secured, and will have a legacy that we will pass on. And I would like for you to share that. If you don't share it on the air, that's fine. But write it down and share it with those you do love. Share it with your daughters. Share it with your friends. Believe me, somebody wants to hear what you have to say. It's just that important. Your life is just that important. And I want to leave out, because I too believe that music is building of the soul. That's why sometimes I like to open up, sometimes I like to close with a song. Or I just play one throughout the duration of the show. And I just want you all to know that you have the ability and you have what it takes to change someone's life. I just want you to not sit on it, but use it. Do not share the wisdom and the lessons of your life for any reason that you might not think. They don't want to hear it. They don't understand it. It's okay. I promise you, someone needs to hear what you have to say. Find someone to hear it. Pray and ask God who it is. If any of you have seen the movie War Room, the praying woman who mentored the young lady, she said, God, who is it that you want me to show and to pass on this information to? And then God sent her in her life. And she told her at the end, she said, now it's your time to ask God who it is that you're supposed to speak life into, who you're supposed to help follow through and to build and to grow and to be better. Who, my sister, who is it that you're supposed to be sharing your wisdom with? Share your wisdom. Share your wisdom. And just know that your testimony that you gained from your lessons are more powerful, more effective than you could ever imagine. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I love you greatly. I'm always glad to know that you're here, that you join me on Tuesday. And I want you to go out on this strong testimony.
Here we go.
God bless you, and I'll speak to you soon.
God
is more than able. He can turn the table.
Turn and tell.
Turn and tell your neighbor. Now
it's
time.
Yeah.
Can I get a witness?
Just see one more.
See one more witness.
The door's still
open.
Open the door.
Open the door that
works. You still made your way.
Still made your way.
Live other pages, there ain't no way.
Doctor.